7 months to the day before the first ever football game, the University of West Florida Wednesday announced its second recruiting class. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
Beginning at 6 o'clock Wednesday morning, 16 high school seniors declared to head coach Pete Shinnick their intention to suit up for the Argonauts.
We wanted to be able to add depth at certain positions while also continuing to build a roster that we feel can be competitive next year in the Gulf South Conference.
15 of the signees are from Florida, including Pine Forest High linebacker Kishon Showers, the others from Georgia. Shinnick says more than 500 prospects were evaluated for their ability to fit into the program's criteria, athletically, academically, and character-wise. The players also offer depth on both sides of the ball, but mostly on defense.
We were able to sign four defensive linemen. Feel very good about the athleticism in that group right there. The speed in our secondary with the two young men we were able to sign there, and then continued to get more athletic at the wide receiver position.
After establishing the football program in 2014, last year was a redshirt and practice year for the Argos. Those players helped set the tradition and future look of the program, says Shinnick. And unlike that class, these incoming players know that the next game for them is only months away.
Obviously, the lure of being able to play immediately helped in this class. They did not have to wait. They did not have to redshirt. Doesn't mean all of them will play, and doesn't mean we will not redshirt some of them, but I do believe that helped.
Shinnick adds that perhaps the best-selling point this year was that there were players already here who had spent the equivalent of a full season working with the coaching staff.
Last year, all those recruits had to believe us that we were good guys and that we knew how to coach, okay? This year, we actually had players who could back that up. You know, that obviously played huge dividends when talking to parents and kind of saying, hey, this is really what they're like, and this is really how they do things.
Part of establishing the football program was meeting and getting acquainted with high school football coaches, vital cogs in the recruiting machine.
They're contacting us right now. Would you be interested in this guy as a walk-on? Would you take this guy? And then the other thing that's happening is, hey, we got a guy who went away and he's not happy. Would you guys be interested in talking to him about transferring?
Joining the 16 signees are 8 mid-year transfers from other schools who have already enrolled at UWF. Heading into spring practice next month, there will be 96 players on the Argo roster.
We'll add these 16 true freshmen, and then we hope to, sometime around May, probably add a few more transfers to our roster. And we'll probably add a couple of walk-ons to that number as well.
The roster for fall practice is expected to be as many as 120, 90 of them either true or redshirt freshmen. Meanwhile, the clock is ticking toward the September 3rd opener at Ave Maria University in Naples.
You know, all that stuff we did before, the uniform or, hey, let's show the helmet and, you know, hey, let's have our first practice. Now we're on the clock with everybody else.
West Florida spring practice kicks off March 22nd with the spring game Saturday, April 16th. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.